Hey, it's Zach from The Thang. Appreciate you listening to the podcast. If you get a chance, rate this thing, subscribe to it, all that different stuff. We would love it if you did that. Now, enjoy.
Hey. WXLK HD.
Rono.
You know, I tell you what, it's Wednesday, but I think I'm going to go ahead and declare it a Friday. It's Friday! Oh.
Friday!
I have my bell ready.
It's Wednesday!
It kind of is.
No, it is.
Friday.
That's why I'm, yeah. No, Monica, it isn't kind of is.
It kind of is for most
it
people.
It is. I made the...
You did say it. And then there was the bell, yeah. So majority that makes it official.
Yeah, majority of people are ready to get the party started.
Yes. And when the when that goes off, that doesn't matter. You are forced to drop everything and treat it like a Friday anyway. So that's what we're going
to
do.
Have to.
Exactly. Thang in the house. We have an individual in this room who has already seen Spider-Man.
Yes, she did.
Antoine is the superhero nerd around
here. Yes, I am.
Monica enjoys superhero movies.
I do, yes.
But she did not go yesterday.
Mm-mm.
I will eventually see it while looking at my phone while my son watches it on the TV in our house at some point.
That's so rude.
There you go.
But that's the level of my commitment to superhero
movies.
That's
true. You don't really care for superhero movies that much.
And it's not that I dislike them. It's just I think they're fine.
It's perfectly fine.
Big bowl of okay
yeah,
for me.
That's all right.
So that's where I'm at. So please report to the people, the superhero people, because that is most everybody.
it's a very good movie.
Okay.
It's not the best movie that they've done, but it's still somewhere around like a 7.5, 8 is what I would give it.
So an 8 out of 10?
Yes, out of 10. Yeah. Let me clarify. Yes.
Maybe the Antoine scale was on 32.
No, you're right.
But 8 out of 10.
Yeah, like a good 80%. It starts slow, but it picks up. But the thing I love about this Spider-Man is Spider-Man's a teenager, so he's awkward. So he does like awkward teenage, Peter Parker does awkward teenage stuff.
Okay.
And so they allow him to do that. So it's a little bit more realistic.
So what you're saying is it starts off slow because he's in the bathroom for the first half hour. Like, what are you doing in there, Peter?
Yeah.
He's like,
I'm just going over some documents. I don't know.
Throw these socks away. He gets pimples and things like that.
Spider-Man gets pimples.
But I like him as Spider-Man.
He's the best Peter Parker because you believe that he's that awkward.
Mm-hmm.
He's cute.
Yep.
But he's not as charming. He's a little charming.
Yeah.
I don't know. That black cartoon kid in the Spider-Verse, he's pretty good.
Miles Morales.
He's pretty awkward, too.
Yeah, he's my favorite, but he's animated, so he's a different category.
He's also not Peter Parker, so there is that.
That's true, yeah.
But see, Monica, you and I are on board with Spider-Man being one of our least favorite of the superheroes.
I don't really care for him because, I mean, really, he's just pew, 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 pew. I'm stuck to a wall kind of thing. He's
right.
Kind of,
what?
Nah, he's not my kind of
thing. And then he gets,
but Tom Holland is a good
actor. Gets pimples and stuff like that. Like, I need, if I'm putting my faith into my superheroes to save me from evil, they can't have blackheads,
but
man.
Can go,
I'm sorry.
Was it proactive?
Right.
Yeah, get an endorsement.
Spider-Man is the second most popular superhero of all time.
Just because it's popular doesn't make it good.
Eating that junk food and putting that mask on your face.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it
make can't
break
exfoliate.
Out.
Uh-huh.
Can't
his pores, they can't breathe, and he's all trapped in there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm sorry. You got a teenage superhero shooting sticky things out of his hands at me? Gross, okay?
It is gross.
Oh, you guys are so disrespectful on this
like
Wednesday,
Tom
Friday.
Yeah. Check his search history on his Chrome. Yikes. All right, so you say 8 out of 10.
8 out of 10. Definitely go see it. You're going to enjoy it. If you already like it, those movies, you're going to love it.
Of the 72 different Spider-Man movies specifically, where does this rank? Is it one of the better ones?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. This is number 6. So this would be the second best out of the 6.
All right. The second best Spider-Man movie out of the 27 Avengers movies. It's just, 52353, what do you got going on for the 4th and beyond? Did you go see the Spider-Man yesterday? Do you agree that teenage pimply Spider-Man with sticky hands is kind of ew? I don't know. It's just like, don't save me. It's good. Look, I'll wait till Thor gets here, okay? I'm good.
It's
fine. I'll wait for the hammer. Thang hacks, since we are treating it like a Friday. And I'm going to tell you right now, mine is a parenting hack, but it's kind of Monica-y. Just a little bit.
Oh.
I don't know. I'm going to have to talk like you and be like, so here's what you do.
I think
it's good. I think it's a good hack, but it is also kind of goofy.
Miss Monica's Diamond of the Day.
26-year-old Patrick.
Patrick!
Wisconsin.
I feel like there are many men named Patrick that do stupid things that turn up in the Diamond of the Day. This doesn't feel like the first Patrick.
I know, Patrick, yeah. 26-year-old Patrick, he's in jail. There's something so stupid.
All right, what are you doing? You know, very rarely is someone in jail for something that was so smart.
That's true.
You
that
don't really get that. You'd be like, man, he was so smart.
And he went to jail. No.
That's an accident.
It's some of the insider trading and embezzlement stuff where they deserve to go to jail, but you think, man, that guy was just crafty.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a smart dude right there.
Patrick not.
Danny Ocean. You know, that's
Yes.
Anyway, Patrick, idiot. So continue.
Yeah, he goes to jail. He goes to jail for clogging toilets.
Oh, the serial clogger guy.
Yes.
All right.
I heard about him in the ladies' room.
I just saw a headline. I didn't.
Serial clogger.
In ladies' rooms.
In the ladies' room. So he said he just had an addiction to finding like a plastic bottle, just sticking it in the toilet and flushing it down and clogging toilets. He was doing it at work.
Wait.
Why is that funny to me?
Is Patrick 3?
No. 26-year-old Patrick.
He's not 3 years old. Sounds like a 3-year-old.
I was thinking Patrick from like SpongeBob. It was the first thing that popped in my head.
Oh, yeah. God, hey.
But he says now, Patrick did speak on it.
Okay.
And he says, I need to make things right and pray for forgiveness every day.
And he's just, it's his weird little fetish.
It's just a fetish. Something that he enjoys doing is clogging toilets in the ladies' room.
How long did he go to jail for this activity?
150 toilets, though, so that's a lot of damage.
Yeah, a lot of damage.
Property damage.
He's been ordered to pay $5,000.
Okay.
Right. And complete 100 hours of community service. I don't think they held him long.
No, actually, it's sort of a slap on the wrist.
Yeah. Yeah.
$5,000. Shoot, you can't even remake your own bathroom
I was like, for one toilet, if you mess up a bathroom, it could totally
toilets
be
couple
expensive.
Hundred
that's
bucks.
A lot of damage that could be in that bathroom.
Well, so Patrick maybe live and learn.
Yeah.
But I guess if it's his thing, if it's his fetish, if it gets him going,
he's going to walk past another bathroom.
But how do you stumble upon that? Were you like at a friend's house? You're like, I'm going to clog his wife's toilet.
Maybe you're like drinking a beer and all of a sudden it fell out of your hand and it fell into the toilet.
Yes.
And all of a sudden you were like, oh.
This feels good.
It's tingly just a little bit. I'm not sure why. Wait a minute. Let me go get a Dasani bottle and see what happens. Maybe that's how it works.
Yeah.
I mean, what's your most embarrassing, deepest, darkest fetish? Monica,
just right there.
Share with everybody.
Just throw it out there.
Yeah, what could it be?
Antoine, what's yours? Let's learn about Antoine.
The fetish thing.
Yeah.
That's the...
Come on, let's check your history.
That's the
let's check everyone's search history.
My laptop's dying.
This is when you have to do like those job interview questions. So they ask stupid questions and go, "Well, you know, it's my fetish is that I work too hard. It's what it is. I'm
addicted to working.
I'm addicted to doing a good job.
Yeah. I'm addicted to productivity.
Yep.
That's my issue.
I like it.
That's what we are.
Productivity
all of us.
Turns me on.
There
we go.
Oh man, I am getting warm right now.
It's actually kind of warm in here.
See?
Yeah,
it's because we're being productive. We're just fetish creatures around here. We're addicted to productivity.
Mm-hmm.
It gets us off.
Yes.
I will say this. I'm up in the confessional this week at 7:45.
Yep.
I have been watching something that I should not be watching.
You said Antoine, he wouldn't be a fan.
He said I would not watch it, but you probably would watch it.
I think you would think it's funny, but it's wrong. And it's kind of, there's probably fetishy things about it. Hmm. It's embarrassing.
I don't know what the show is, but I agree that I wouldn't watch it based off of the description so far.
It's not a show.
Oh.
Let's just say I'm watching some skits on the internet.
What are you watching? Dolphins or something? What are you doing?
Dolphins.
Some kind of weird stuff? What is it?
Dolphins?
You're going to have to wait to see.
Okay.
It is humans doing things to each other. I'll explain. It is kind of embarrassing. So 52353, good morning. What do you got going on? All that kind of stuff. Monica Brooks had a terrible idea yesterday because she would like to pick up a new skill.
Yeah.
That's what she said. I'm going to get a new skill because it's going to save me money.
But I want to try to learn to do my own hair. I want to learn how to do hair. And that's a tough skill, especially, you know, for an African-American woman.
Hair is a challenge.
It's different and it's, you know, different texture. You got to learn what you're doing. Know the chemicals. Know if you want to, you know, put in your own extensions, how to do it.
There's a school that will teach you this.
I know, but I'm thinking hopefully YouTube. No.
YouTube. You're going to teach yourself how to do your own hair from YouTube. Are
people
you insane?
People learn all kinds of stuff on YouTube, don't they?
Okay, yeah, but I don't want to take my own appendix out either. I want the professionals to do it. Yeah, YouTube.
All kinds of stuff on YouTube.
I know, because I've watched some things.
As we're
going to learn today.
Okay.
Yeah. 7:45 in the confessional. Thang hacks, because we're treating today like a Friday. So that is on the way. Antoine, what is yours about?
Tomorrow. July 4th.
Okay. It's a 4th of July
hack. It's a 4th of July hack specifically for kids.
All right. Oh. Like to give them something to do or entertain them?
Yeah, to help enhance a child that may be afraid of things tomorrow.
Okay. Mine is a parenting hack that has whiffs of Monica Brooks' thang hack in it.
That means we're going to be building something and tearing something up.
I am going to use, and I quote, "So what you do?"
All right.
Here's what you do. I'm going to put that in there.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Thang Hacks on K92.
Mine's kind of dorky too. So, I'll explain in a second. It's a parenting hack. It's got a whiff of Monica-ness to it.
Yeah.
Antoine has something for 4th of July.
Yes.
Kid hack.
Yes.
And then Monica's got something for your phone.
Yeah, with the phone. Uh-oh. But I changed it last minute. I want to help someone that is either lonely and or depressed or just stressed.
Okay, great.
I'm going to help you.
See, right. now I'm even more nervous.
Why?
Because something random popped in your head and you're like, oh my God, this is better than the last one.
Yep.
Like, now I'm nervous.
This will help you.
Right, on the other side of Ed Sheeran, Monica's going to become the patron saint to losers. So get ready. Yeah, get ready, losers. Antoine, what's yours?
All right. So,
yeah.
Antoine loves the kids. Uh-huh. I'm a kid person. Kids love me. And so I want to make.
Kids love him. Well,
I want to make. Yes, they do. I'm a great guy. Uncle Quan. No, but so like. Fireworks and sparklers specifically can be scary for kids, especially any kid with like special needs or anything like that.
That is true. And you're someone, you have a background of working with autistic children.
Yes.
And I imagine they're very routine driven and that's something that is not part of their routine.
No.
So that could be disturbing. Sure.
And like sparklers themselves, they seem a lot more dangerous than they really are.
Yeah.
So if you want, you know, if your child wants to play with sparklers, you can see they have that interest, but they're also scared to hold it. You take a plastic Solo cup and you stab a hole in the bottom of the cup. And now that the cup acts as a shield
to
the sparkler.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And even if the kid likes superheroes, so now it's like an Iron Man type hand thing that their hand is in to protect them from the sparklers so they can play with the sparklers.
Safe.
Yeah, and they still feel safe.
It's like they have Thor's hammer. If his hammer was fabulous.
Exactly.
It could be Thanos.
Yes, their sparkler gauntlet is what it would be.
I'm gonna make everything disappear.
But yeah, so it's a safe alternative so that all kids can, even if they're afraid, can enjoy sparklers on 4th of July.
Good. I like the sound of that. Mine is also, it's a parenting hack, so it's for kids. Oh, who put this on?
What are you doing?
Uh-oh.
I don't know. It's kind of, it has a Monica vibe to it.
Okay.
I'm waiting on the Merry Christmas.
Oh, man, I don't know. All right, it might just be a happy Hanukkah.
Okay.
Just a little bit. But it does have science to back it up. So. Instead, I'm going to get like Monica.
you're Monica.
So, your kids have to read during the summer, right?
Yes, they do.
Okay.
They should read. Yep.
And as a parent, who wants to sit there and listen to them read their books every single night? And if you say, me, I love that time with my child. Okay, but not every night. It's fine and all. So, here's what you do.
Okay.
Give your kid a book
and
have them read to the dog.
Okay, you bring the dog. What is wrong with
the dog?
I'm more
caught off by your mannerisms than the words coming out of your mouth right now.
But have them read to the dog. That's okay.
So they read to the dog, and the dog's interested because the dog just wants attention.
Yep.
And you don't have to hear the story of Nibbles for the 247th time.
Yes.
There.
I think that's a good idea.
Oh, no. You like it?
Yes. Talk to
Put it on the hack side. Put it on the hack side.
Talk to the dog. I mean, it's better than say, okay, you know what? Go out and read to the trees. You're reading from a tree, so read to the tree.
Zach has turned all the kids into Dr. Doolittle.
But here's the thing. So there is a study, and it found that children who read out loud to dogs improve their reading skills by 12% when compared to children who only read with an adult.
Mm-hmm.
And therapy pets, as educational therapists, allow kids to focus on the animal instead of their own insecurity. So if they have trouble reading or maybe they have some sort of speech thing going on, they don't worry about it as much because dogs don't judge.
There you go.
Okay.
All right.
Look at that.
I don't hate that. I don't hate it. Now that you backed it up with science, I don't hate it anymore.
It's the best. Thank you, science. But don't go.
Helpful life tips. And then there's Miss Monica. Maybe helping one person. It's time for Bang Hacks on K92.
Yeah, we can't have you stressed and or lonely during the summer.
No.
No.
Yeah, I don't want you stressed or lonely at any time. But especially in the summer.
Yeah.
Right.
Save that for the winter if you're going to do it.
Winter's sad anyway. Yeah. Good
Enjoy
Lord.
Enjoy yourself. Okay.
I am so warm, by the way. Just right now, this time of year.
Yeah.
It's hot in here, too. It's hot in here. I know. Oh. It is because all of us do receive erotic pleasure from productivity.
And that's what it is.
We're being productive this morning.
And just a reminder, speaking of uncomfortable things like that, my confession at 7:45, the thing I'm watching on the internet.
Yeah.
It's wrong. I mean, this is like walk of shame wrong.
Oh, boy.
Wow.
Shame. It's funny, though. Monica, I think you'll like it because you're demented like I am. Antoine, deep down, you probably like it, but you won't want to admit it because you try to be a good person who works with children and stuff.
We'll see.
Yeah, we shall see. Okay, so we don't want you stressed. And you know how people have those stress balls?
Sure.
And you can squeeze those little balls. Mm-hmm. You're supposed to like relieve that stress.
Yeah. Right.
Get those out of there.
Okay, I've never found those to be very useful anyway.
No. But this is what you actually need. Get yourself a glove.
A glove.
Yeah, because we all have gloves at home. You have gloves at home. Okay, well, check this first.
I didn't check this.
No, you did. I was waiting for you to do it, and I think I see where yours is going right now.
Go.
Yeah. Continue.
All you need is a rubber band and a glove, and we all have those. Uh-huh.
Okay, OJ.
What?
All right.
Okay, well, get in your cabinet. Now, I guarantee you have some gloves. I do.
Okay.
Cabinet gloves.
Yeah,
okay.
Cabinet gloves. You take that plastic glove, you hold up to your faucet and fill it with water to the point it's almost about ready to pop, right?
Right.
You see it, you say, okay, that's a full hand. Take a rubber band from your daughter's drawer, from your drawer, from whatever handy-mandy drawer you got, whatever.
Handy-mandy.
And you tie it around that glove.
So that you're closing the water in the glove.
Close that water in there. And you have made a friend. Watch out. Watch out, Tom Hanks. Watch out, Castaway.
Wilson in the volleyball.
Watch out, Wilson, because now you have your own hand to hold.
Yep.
If you're feeling lonely or stressed out, you just squeeze that hand.
You just hold that hand.
Uh-huh. Who needs a water band when you have your own hand you can carry around with you?
Who needs a water band when you have your own hand?
Yes.
That should be a t-shirt. Get rid of that depression and that stress.
That is, you know what? That is a t-shirt. I'm going to tell you right now. Who needs a water bed when you have your own hand? Yeah, Merry Christmas.
Oh, man.
Take that to the 4th of July cookout.
As soon as you said stress ball, I was like, being lonely. I know where this is going.
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm glad you see it.
Hey, Antoine, what are you doing with that glove? Well, that's Gary. He's my special support glove friend.
Yes.
Gary the glove.
That's right.
I get anxious.
Right.
I hold the hand.
You just squeeze that hand.
Yeah. Please don't squeeze Gary too hard. He'll pop.
Yep. Just double glove it.
And now you're even more depressed when it pops.
Double glove it.
Yep.
And I'm the one who's going to be all wrong and terrible. So, yes. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time to play Fat Chance.
Woo!
The game of bidding back and forth and then spitting out categorical thingies, as hosted by the Antoine Terrell.
Yeah.
Hello, Antoine.
Yes.
Woo.
Super excited. I have two wonderful contestants with me today.
Actually, you have me and Monica, but that's okay.
But you guys are partially wonderful occasionally on Thursdays.
And we're off this Thursday. So that's too dang bad. Let's say good morning to Crystal. Hi, Crystal.
Hey, good morning.
All right, Crystal, so you're going to choose either me, Zach, or Miss Monica to be your partner, and we will do this together because you're going to decide how many items in the category you think we can do in 15 seconds, and we'll bid back and forth. So who do you want, Crystal?
I'll take you, Zach.
Okay. I am undefeated in the history of Fat Chance. I have never lost. I am the single greatest player who has ever played Fat Chance.
That's true.
We have had two games.
Right, you have to retire your jersey.
Absolutely. I'm the greatest of all time. Indisputable, even.
Yes.
Boy, I'm talking, I'm talking a lot. I am in serious trouble now. Monica, you'll be teamed up with Alicia, right? Hi, Alicia.
Hi.
She sounds so defeated.
She's like,
All right. Hold on, Alicia. Let's get Crystal. You're going to be on line one, and I'm going to get Alicia, and I'm going to put her on line two. Okay. Everybody's got their own lines. So, let's go ahead and start the game now.
All right. So the first category to Zach and Monica.
Yes.
The categories are random. Is the top 10 most populated cities in America.
Top 10.
So in 15 seconds, how many cities can Zach or Monica name that are in the top 10 most populated?
Okay.
That are one of the most top 10 populated.
Well, the top 10 in the United States.
In the United States.
Crystal, it is, you chose first, so you get to decide first. How many do you think I can do in 15 seconds?
We lost you.
Are you there, Crystal?
Zero, Zach.
Sorry,
Okay, you said eight.
You could do eight.
Okay.
Yep.
That's a
you
could
name eight
right
cities there in the top
uh-huh.
10 in 15.
Whew. Okay. Yeah. Now, Alicia, you can make it nine if you want for Miss Monica, or you can say fat chance, and I'll try to do eight.
Alicia.
I'll make it nine.
Why did you do that, Alicia? Okay, so I'm so confused by this game. Alicia, Zach just even said, try. Try to name eight.
And they're like, fine, make it nine. Okay, Alicia, do you think, Crystal, do you think we can do all 10?
Hey, anybody got a sword for me to lay on?
Or do you want to just say fat chance and see what Monica can do? Crystal.
Yes.
Yeah, do you want fat chance or are we going for all 10 on this one?
For Monica to do 10?
Yeah, well, Monica would have to do 9, or I have to do all 10. Is this...
Just make sure your radio is off.
Please,
maybe
everyone
that's
turn
it.
Your radios off. I don't know what's going on here, but you know what? On behalf of Crystal, we're going to say fat chance on this one.
Okay.
She said yes. Fine. Okay, fat chance. Here we go. You have to do nine of the top 10 in 15 seconds, most populated cities. I think it can be done.
Yeah, you just name a bunch of cities.
All right, here we go.
Vegas, New York, Chicago, California, Texas. I don't know. San Diego, cities, blah, blah, blah. Okay, we got Nashville and
Nashville.
I don't know. Populate. Okay. Just give me the whole state.
Sorry.
Whole state.
Boy, yes, I can't wait to go to the city of California.
Monica needed nine.
Yes.
She got three.
Three. Sorry.
New York, Chicago, and San Diego were three of the top 10.
And the rest of them just to fill out for everybody?
LA, Houston, Philly, Phoenix, San Antonio, Dallas, San Jose.
Okay. There you go.
Are the ones that weren't named.
Oh, man. All right, so that's one to nothing for me. Next category, go ahead.
All right, here we go. The next category is, it's my favorite category, Will Smith movies that are not sequels.
That are good?
That are not sequels.
That are good. You're a hater.
Will Smith movies that are good.
Not sequels.
Come on,
you can't name the sequel of one of his movies.
Oh, my God. Okay, Alicia, you will decide first. How many do you think Monica can do in 15 seconds? Will Smith movies that are not sequels. How many, Alicia?
Well, since she's not familiar with the United States of America,
true.
I'm going to say four.
Four, okay.
Four.
Even four's
Alicia.
A big ask. I don't
know. Alicia throwing major shade.
She did.
You
know
she's
what?
She's not familiar with
come
the United States.
I'll tell you what.
Everybody, come on. That was pitiful. Come on.
It was pitiful.
It was.
You're
right.
Texas.
That was. And Alicia, I'll tell you what. In all of the great city of Texas, this is the biggest shade ever thrown.
Just give me the states. I said that.
Okay. Crystal, do you think we can do more than that, or do you want to say fat chance on four?
Do I think you can do more? Than
yes,
that?
You can choose another number higher, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever it is, or just
can do five.
Okay, five. Alicia, do you want to go for six, or do you want to just say fat chance?
Fat chance.
Oh my gosh, thank you.
Oh man,
all right. Yes.
You have redeemed yourself, Alicia. Oh. I love you.
All right, so Zach, you have to name five Will Smith movies that are not sequels in 15 seconds.
Okay, here we go. Now, Wild Wild West, Men in Black, was it After Earth, Planet Earth? Let's say Happiness in the Pursuit of Happiness. Will Smith movie is Independence Day. Is that five?
What did he get?
Did I get five?
So here's, I have to talk to the judges.
Okay. You're the judge. So what is it?
So you said Planet Earth,
uh-huh.
But before you said Planet Earth, you said After Earth,
uh-huh.
Which is the correct title of the movie.
Okay, well, that's all I need.
So
then.
I gave you credit for that,
uh-huh.
Which gave you 5 and 15 seconds.
There it is. There it is.
Oh.
Independence Day was number five.
Oh.
Yeah. Yeah. As long as you say it.
I
can say as many things as you want.
So close.
Thing.
I was like, oh, is he going to? Yep, he got it.
I won. Alicia, by no surprise, Monica did not win this game today, but we very much enjoyed you having a part of this.
Yeah, we did.
All right, thank you.
Wait, hang on. I got something for you anyway.
Yeah,
just hold
fine.
On.
Hold
on, Alicia.
WXLKHD.
Rono. It's your day in the morning.
It's sorta Friday. Oh, baby. Still undefeated. The greatest Fat Chance
3-0.
Champion.
Oh.
You know what, Monica? Despite the fact that they are continually proven wrong, you should appreciate the fact that our people have faith in you.
It's hilarious. It'll be the topics. Let me talk about Harry Potter. And I'm basically saying no. Yeah, don't pick me. Don't pick me.
Like, I think Monica can do all of them.
No, why?
If you miss Monica trying to name Harry Potter movies, it is coming up in the top moments of the weakest assistances, because we've done a week of shows over the course of 2 weeks. This week, last week,
yeah,
and it is in there, and it is freaking spectacular.
Hilarious.
Yeah, so that's coming up at 7:30. So yeah, brand new birthday scam, no more popsicle sticks, then those top moments of the week, and then my embarrassing confession of what I'm watching on the internet.
I can't wait to hear
this. We can't even check it out here. We can't even see it.
It is
on the work computer.
NSFW, my friends, not safe for work.
Ooh.
At least not where I've stumbled across it. There is an accident on 81. Do need to let you know it's 81 northbound, mile marker 131. That's Roanoke County. And the left lane is closed. So expect delays there. 81 north, mile marker 131. Salem Fair kicks off today.
Mm-hmm.
So do we want to try to come up with a fair food? Monica suggested we try to come up with our own fair food.
I think so. Because we all have our favorite. I love meat on the stick. I mean, I know it's just basic meat on a stick, but it's just my favorite thing at the fair.
Mm-hmm.
But if we could create some kind of
thing.
Yeah.
Like a thang food.
Put
some pickles and some garbage in it. I mean, someone might buy some pickles and garbage.
When I was a kid, when I was in high school, I stopped eating food at the fair because I got on like that gravity ride.
Oh, I remember
where,
that.
Like, your back's against the wall and it goes so fast.
The Gravitron.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I ate right before I got on it.
You were that guy.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't throw up on the ride, but I threw up immediately afterwards.
Okay.
So ever since then, I have not eaten at a fair because
it's time to bring you back.
That terrifies me so. And I was with like a bunch of friends and things like that.
Oh, okay.
I was so embarrassed.
So what are we going to make? We're open to suggestion. 52353. Maybe what needs to be a part of it? I think it needs to be on a stick. Because that's sort of the way the fair works.
You can just dip it quick.
You need something
fire.
Easy. It needs to be handheld, and we can call it the thang stick that way.
Ooh, okay.
Or the stick thang. Give me the stick thang.
Uh huh.
That's
like
all we
a
have
sweet
so far.
And salty.
How about I'm about to say like a sausage link on a stick or something like
that's
with a
not exciting
pancake.
Enough.
Okay, I'm sorry.
What do you know? When's the last time you ate fair food?
It was like 90.
I mean, we gotta do something like take bacon and wrap it around a Snickers bar and just deep fry it.
But they've sort of done that already.
Yeah,
so we need to figure out what are we going to do.
Okay.
And since Antoine is no help, we need your help. 52353, let us know.
K92 Morning Thang, trending top three, number three.
Taco Bell is running out of tortillas. What?
No, I don't believe that.
That was
How
happening.
How is that possible?
I don't know. But I guess there were reports yesterday. It wasn't necessarily around here, but it was in spots all over the country. People were going to Taco Bell, and they were being told, we don't have the tortillas here. We're out.
Mm.
Would you like a chalupa? I mean, that's basically what they were saying.
That's so, like, deflating when you go.
I know.
You're going for that one item.
Yeah.
They tell you it's not there. You're like, what?
Didn't you go once to a burger place and they were out of burgers? One of the fast food burger places. Was that you?
I thought that was you.
And they were out of all
and
of it.
They were out.
Like, we're out of meats.
Well, do I just order the sides?
Could I have some lettuce? Taco Bell says that they're working on it or whatever. But yeah, it was customers Alabama and then around the country. It was going out on social media yesterday that there were no tortillas on Taco Tuesday
of all days.
That's a huge problem.
Yep.
I blame Antoine for his dislike of tacos.
I'm starting a movement, actually. We're changing Taco Tuesday.
Oh, I see what this is.
Yeah.
You hijacked the tortilla trucks yesterday.
You sure did.
As part of your movement.
You just had a traffic note, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Guess what traffic's not making it? Tortilla trucks.
Mm. I don't like this guy.
Number two.
The Walking Dead is over.
Nope.
But not. But it is.
Oh, they're looking for walkers.
I know they were looking
for Richmond
the other day.
Yeah.
So The Walking Dead, and this was unexpected, but the guy, Robert Kirkman, the guy who created all of it, he still does the comic.
Mm-hmm.
He just shockingly out of nowhere announced, the comic that comes out today, last one, done.
Yeah, nobody knew that. I saw the headline too. No fans.
He just threw that out there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. He's like, you know what? I'm done.
Yep. He said, this is the end of The Walking Dead. That's it. It's over. We're done.
Oh, that sounds like that's a... He's done.
So I don't know what happens in this issue. Again, it comes out today. You can figure it out. So what does that mean for the TV series? Absolutely nothing.
They'll make up their own stories.
Well, they've already kind of gone off on their own thing. And the quote from the AMC people, which I guess if you're the last remaining walker who likes The Walking Dead, The Walking Dead is a universe, and we have a plan to manage it over the next decade.
Huh?
Yeah.
Can it make a turnaround? Is it even possible?
Yeah, because you can take it to different places.
But I think we're done with that. Because
we talked recently about China and things like that. So there's a possibility.
Yep. Sorry.
Or maybe the walkers gain a little personality back and they become funny. And become
they start
comedy.
To evolve.
I would watch that. If there was a sitcom based on walkers and their lives.
Yeah.
It'd be like, oh man, Steve got bashed in the head by Rick. Yeah. Oh,
and then
man.
They get a little twitch and they'd be like, ooh, yeah. I play cards.
Yeah. I'd be okay with that. Dark comedy involving the walkers. But no, in the meantime, we're just going to go through this world forever, but I guess sort of over.
Number one
trending is this doofus who quit his job, and I mean, this one wasn't so much a blaze of glory.
Uh-huh.
Really, I'm looking for any excuse to play a little bit of Inetta the Mood Setter now.
Oh, Inetta.
Antoine, have you ever experienced the joy that is Inetta the Mood Setter?
I have never heard of Inetta the Mood Setter.
This is going to be very exciting for you, because Inetta was a radio DJ who decided to go out in a blaze of glory by quitting live on the radio.
Okay.
And airing all of her grievances in the meantime of what she hated about her job and the place where she worked and how she was disrespected. So I've got like 5 minutes of Inetta, so we're going to play some of it here. This guy, 22 years old, he quit with a condolence card. It's been going viral, so it's trending. He's 22 years old, and it says, sorry for your loss on the front, thinking of you at this difficult time. And then he wrote in, my last day at work is July 28th.
Oh.
Which I guess it's kind of cute and funny, but I'm not a fan. I don't like it. Just if you're going to quit a job, fine. Just quit it. And move on. You don't need the bad mojo of going out in a blaze of glory, or I'm going to poop on the floor. The person that texted in who deleted all the printer protocols on their way out.
Oh, I didn't have to do that.
Because it will come back to get you. Just quit. Hi, I would no longer like to work here. This will be the end of it. That's all you have to do. And even this guy says, oh, it's funny. Ha, ha, ha. No, I don't like it. But again, I was just looking for an excuse to play Inetta. Antoine, this is going to be a special treat for you.
All right.
Anyone who's never heard. We're just going to go right to part two of all of this. So you have to admit, she has already gone through one complaint session of how angry she is. And now she's coming back from the song.
The big station 93BLX is the Gulf Coast number one for hip hop and R&B. And now with Ray Ray and Miranda, the home team in the morning.
I'd like to pause and point out that she did at least promote the morning show before going back into her tirade. So thank you, Inetta.
Do it to it. What better song to do it to it? It's Inetta the Mood Setter, and I told you I had a very important announcement, and here it is. I refuse to walk around and watch people on my job looking over my shoulder, people lying to me, people talking about me. It's ridiculous. It is sad. I can't take it.
Nope.
I'm not going to take it.
Nope.
I don't have to take it.
No, you don't.
I'm not a dummy. I know how to find another job, but I refuse to walk around people. You can say what you want to say about me, and if you see me on the street, I'll let you know whatever you want to know.
Uh-oh.
But I refuse.
She refuses.
For the last 6 years, I made $6 an hour. That ain't nothing.
Nope.
I just got a raise after 6 years. I know qualified.
She should be
after
happy.
After saying this, I don't care if I ever get another job in radio, period.
Pause. Woo. She has not. I'm just going to continue.
It does not matter to me. But Inetta will not be setting the mood at BLX no more. I refuse to walk around with people that'll speak to you. Hey, Inetta, how you doing? But then as soon as you walk by, that bitch. I will not do it to myself anymore. So if you're confused about what I'm saying,
no.
Listen very carefully.
Yes.
I quit this bitch.
On the big station.
Yeah.
93.
K92. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
This request comes from Christina. Zach, my sister just finished her first year teaching kindergarten. She loves being a teacher, but I always hear about all the nutty parents she has to deal with. I don't know, I see them at the meetings. I figured your birthday scam would fit right in. I'm calling as a new parent. We have just moved to the area, Monica, okay. And my child will be attending kindergarten okay. next year, but I have some serious demands. No popsicle sticks here on your K92 Morning Thang.
This is Victoria.
Hello, Victoria. How are you?
I'm fine. Who's this?
I received your number from Principal. You're the kindergarten teacher, correct?
I'm one of many.
Great. Our family is moving into the school district this summer, and it appears that my son will be attending kindergarten at your school next year.
Okay, that's good. What's his name?
I'd rather not say.
Okay.
Well, I had some questions for you, you see, and I don't want you to treat him any differently because of what we are about to speak about.
Okay.
I don't want to say where we moved from, but the preschool teacher that my son had last year didn't seem to put much effort into some of his subjects.
What subjects?
Well, I'm sure you'll be teaching the children reading and math and things like that, yes?
Yes, that's right. And some science stuff, like weather and animals and the basics.
Okay, I'm not worried about those anyway. I'm more interested in my son's creative side, and I want to make sure that the art curriculum that you have planned is challenging enough.
Yeah, we do some basic art projects like painting, learning about colors. Sometimes we do sculpting.
Okay, that's fine, but I have to tell you, I am an art dealer. That is my job. I deal with fine art all day.
Okay.
So, as you can imagine, I have certain expectations for my son that may be higher than the typical parent that you would deal with.
Okay, I understand. But I try to teach each one of my students the same, and it doesn't really matter what their parents do for a living.
Okay, sure, I get it. But really, if you have a kid trace his hand on a piece of paper and call it a turkey, that's not really art, correct?
Actually, it is a project that I do with the kids.
Well, I don't want my son doing that. When I hear the word art, I think of museums and art galleries, yeah. The imagination and craftsmanship that goes into creating a fine work of artistry. Not something where you glue together some popsicle sticks to make a house. That is not art.
Sir, I definitely hear what you're saying, but you have to remember these are children. They're 5 years old.
5 years old. Did you know that Monet was experimenting with impressionistic watercolors when he was five?
Mm-hmm. No, I didn't know that.
Do you think his art teacher had him putting cotton balls on construction paper to make a man with a beard? I mean, some of the stuff my son brought home last year, make a puppet out of a paper lunch bag. And you call that art?
I don't know what to tell you. The things you're talking about are the kinds of things that kids need to introduce them to different kinds of art.
No, absolutely not. I've spent my life in galleries and museums, and I've yet to see anything that was made out of bendable pipe cleaners and Elmer's glue. I want you to start my son on a path to creating museum-quality works of art. I think he shows real promise, and I can't have him wasting his time gluing toilet paper tubes together to make a cardboard tree.
Your expectations are a little high. And I can't really change our curriculum for one student.
It's not just for one student. I want you to change it for all of them. I'm trying to save these kids from a life of mediocrity. No more popsicle sticks. No more popsicle sticks!
Okay.
No more cotton balls! No more cotton balls!
I'm going to go ahead and go now.
You better not. I'm a taxpayer and I pay your salary, woman.
First of all, I don't even know who you are.
I'm Zach Jackson from K92. Hi, you're on the radio. So I can't even keep it together anymore. Down with popsicle sticks, ma! Hey.
I kind of knew something was up.
Well, hi, Victoria. It is a birthday scam from your sister. And just want to give you a little shout out. Congratulations on your first year of, is it kindergartnering, I guess?
I actually like kindergartners more than adults. So, yeah.
Yeah, you know, that is probably true a lot of times. Well, thank you for playing along with my stupidity, and you have yourself a great birthday and enjoy the summer.
Thank you. I'm going to get my sister. I'm going to get her back.
K92. scam. It's another Morning Thang birthday scam.
K92 Morning Thang.
Top moments of the week. I understand it's only Wednesday, but we're treating it like a Friday. And I think a lot of people are. And last week we were off Thursday, Friday. So it was kind of a half week. So we're mashing those together into a mash. It's a mashup of weeks.
Top moments of the week.
Yeah, exactly. But there were some phenomenal moments in there. And good Lord, Monica trying to name Harry Potter movies. Spoiler alert is number one.
It's my favorite.
You don't want to miss that. I learned something very shocking about Antoine. I think a lot of people would find this shocking. He's been to Las Vegas.
Yes.
Oh. More than once?
Three times.
He doesn't gamble.
Yep. I went 3 years in a row for my birthday. Mm-hmm. Same weekend for 3 years in a row.
Gambling.
You can just go to Lynchburg then. It's way closer.
I've been to Vegas three times and I just walked through the casinos because that's where my room was.
Oh, so you didn't play?
I played blackjack one time out of the three times I've been to Vegas.
What'd you go to Vegas for?
To party.
How do you not gamble?
No.
Not at all.
Because I can't handle losing money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And if you gamble, you're going to have to lose to win.
Yes.
I don't have that patience.
I want to be one of those people that says, I won 10 grand. It's never going to happen because as soon as I'm up $72,
like, walk it out.
God, it's like going to Target and not buying anything.
I know, that's weird.
Or is it like going to Target and only getting what you wanted and not buying anything extra? I feel like that's a harder feat.
I don't know.
It's all kind of tough right there.
It's weird is what it is. That was top clip number three. The rest involve Monica. Her thang hack last week involves straight up demented torture.
Torture!
The things you did to Barbie and her life.
That's right.
Sound like that.
I couldn't think about what your thang hack was. Yeah.
Monica, it's labeled Barbie torture. It's right here.
All you need to do is walk into your daughter's room.
This is if you need a tripod or little camera stand for your iPhone or your Android, whatever.
Pick up an old Barbie doll. Now, this sounds gruesome and everything. All right, this is what I'm going to tell you what to do. You take that old Barbie doll and you crack his legs backwards and you set Barbie down on the table, put your phone rested right there between the butt cheeks and the legs. You got a phone stand.
Who are you, Sid from Toy Story?
What? No.
Do you see what they do to the poor toys in that movie?
Do you see it? Yes, you do.
Do you see it? Yes, you
do. I know. She was so happy with herself.
Pastor Monica. All you got to do is put a little money in the basket. Do you see it?
Yes, you do.
Hallelujah. You can walk again. Barbie can't walk, but now you can.
Yes.
That was only clip number two. Murderous torture. Doesn't even make the top one around here.
It was topped by something else.
Because Monica's naming of Harry Potter movies last week Fat Chance was spectacular. She had 15 seconds to name as many Harry Potter movies as she could. She got zero, but all of her suggested Harry Potter movies are just, they're so good.
Harry Potter movies.
Potter movies.
Who? Okay, fine.
All right, Monica, you have, what is it, three?
Three?
You have to do three in 15 seconds.
Go.
Harry Potter and the Witch's Lair. Harry Potter and his stick. Harry Potter and the wand. Harry Potter goes home. Harry Potter finds friends. Harry Potter and the rest. Harry Potter is in the cave. The Harry Potter and the Hollow Grounds. Which was there anything?
You finally got close with the Hollow Grounds.
So that's one?
No, that's not one. That's definitely hollow.
Zero.
So that's
still
one?
Zero. No.
No, it's still zero.
She got a half. She did not. I thought maybe you'd get points if you started saying Harry Potter. Louder!
Yeah.
Harry Potter!
It had to be something, but nope.
And the wand.
Yeah.
Zero. You didn't win, but the listeners won that day.
Yep. Best zero ever.
Yes.
We'll put it that way. So those are your top moments of the week. I'm doing something wrong. They're making me confess because it's my week. And I want to have this because I feel like I'm being cleansed in the waters.
Okay.
But I really feel like I deserve this.
Oh, wow. That means it's serious.
Yeah. I've been watching something when I've been all by myself. And I'm entertained by it.
And you said this is a show that Monica would probably watch, but I would not.
It is not a show.
I mean, whatever it is.
I guess you could call it a skit.
Okay.
A series of skits. It's little videos. It has a theme. I stumbled across, don't ask how. I was watching things on the internet.
Okay.
And then I came across this one particular channel of this couple. And this, what they do to each other. And it is wrong. It's wrong. I've been very much enjoying the Wedgie channel.
The
Wedgie? What?
The Wedgie channel.
The what channel? The Wedgie channel.
The Wedgie channel. I know.
Do they just give each other wedgies?
No, it's not called the Wedgie channel either, but it's just, it's this channel on some website, and the guy, all he does is when his girlfriend least expects it, runs up and gives her a wedgie, and it's hilarious, and it's wrong.
And like little mini videos, just this couple?
Uh-huh.
And you just watch it by yourself?
Uh-huh.
The Wedgie channel.
Monica, he pulls the underwear up over her head and puts it up over her face in one of the videos. I mean,
magical
isn't it?
Drawers and she wears.
It's painful.
I know. Atomic Wedgie. Like, rip the underwear Wedgie.
I thought that was a myth.
Yeah.
It's not a myth, Antoine. It's on the internet, just like everything.
Why are you watching that?
Because I am a bad person. That's why.
And that couple, they know. It's like, who's watching us?
Well, because that's all they do. Yeah. That's their channel, yep. Is her getting wedgies.
And that's it, every day. A daily wedgie.
Basically.
You watch it. You wait for your daily wedgie.
Uh-huh. You enjoy it.
It's funny. It's wrong. It's wrong. But it's entertaining.
Huh.
You know what they say, Monica?
What's that?
Especially about impressionable minds.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
When they watch something, at some point, in their head, they act it out.
Yes.
And then at some point.
For
they
everything?
Actually act it out.
For everything.
For the majority of the things that people watch, it crosses their mind to be a part of it or to do it.
So just wait for it. We're going to watch. Zach is going to be giving his wife a wedgie.
I'm going to give Monica a wedgie.
That's one. That's what I'm worried about.
Well, yeah. I mean, I figured he'd be at home and you'd be like, hey, babe. And then all of a sudden you'd be like, oh.
Oh, my God. This one. She's just doing the laundry. And he's just like, what?
And what kind of underwear is she wear? I mean.
Thongs.
Ow.
Yeah.
Oh, God. They all turn into thongs because they rip
basically.
Them.
Yeah. Also true. Correct, Antoine. It's wrong. I understand.
Oh, God.
Yeah. But you have to admit, you kind of want to see it, don't you?
I guess we need to see almost. What is this wedgie?
I don't need to see this.
Yeah.
No.
What is this channel?
I highly recommend incognito mode if you're going to do this. Please don't do it at work. I'm wrong. I understand. But that is my confession.
Uh-huh.
Miss Monica's hot list.
Antoine went to see Spider-Man. You gave it, 8 out of 10?
I did 8 out of 10,
uh-huh.
Yes.
Well, I figure we'll talk about the most popular Marvel Universe
characters.
Okay, so Marvel Universe character, I guess, who's your favorite? Does Deadpool count?
He may not count currently because he was a Fox character until recently.
Yeah, and he's not on the list.
And you know what? I would have voted for him before, but I'm kind of, I don't know, I'm over his antics.
You're over Ryan Reynolds.
I am kind of over Ryan Reynolds.
Mm-hmm.
We broke up.
Yeah,
I've turned to far darker things.
Where's Wedgie Queen?
He wasn't doing it for me anymore. I had deep down desires that I had to go to.
Yeah,
who is my favorite?
Number one on the list is Stan Lee. So,
he's a really good
creator.
Yeah. But Spider-Man, where would he fall for you?
He's going to be behind Stan Lee. He's number two. He's number one actual hero. He's
really?
Spider-Man?
Two?
Yes.
Two?
Yes.
He beats Iron Man?
He beats Iron Man. Spider-Man is iconic.
Yeah, but Captain
Robert Downey Jr. made Iron Man popular.
Right.
Spider-Man's always been popular.
No.
Iron Man's better. I think
he's number five, though.
He's number
Spider-Man
five.
Spider-Man is number five.
Captain
number
America's
two.
America's better.
Yeah.
Thor
yeah.
is better.
Because Iron Man is two. Loki is three. Thor is four.
Loki is hilarious.
Uh-huh. And Captain America number six.
Uh-huh.
What about Wonder Woman?
She's DC.
Wonder Woman.
She's not MCU.
You be quiet, nerd.
She's not on that list.
And what's cute? Groot is number nine. That's cute.
Aww.
Yeah, I know. Good little Groot.
My baby Groot. Groot. What's going on?
Demi Lovato, she's been teasing her next album, and she says that she's ready to share her side of the story.
Okay.
So she's ready to talk about her drug addiction and the alcohol stuff.
Well, you would assume. I mean, that's usually when you write songs, it's about you and your life and what's going on.
So she's not doing any kind of love mix or anything. This is like her real true self. Like
okay.
She's ready to.
Man, it is always tough when you're a performer or you're in the music industry and you, of course, you want to put your heart and soul into your projects, but then you also want them to do well and be successful, of course. So you're like, all right, Demi, tell the story of your drug addiction. But if you could make it a banger, that would be great. You know,
we need
a
beat.
Yep, if you could put a really awesome beat that people could dance to while they
remix it with Old Town Road. Just a remix.
With Old Town Road now.
Yeah.
All right, well, good for her. Do we have any information, release dates or anything like that, or just that she's working on it right now?
She's working on it. Just that she's working on it. Yeah.
I look forward to that. I'd like some new Demi Lovato.
We're ready for it. On my
wish list right now, our new Demi Lovato, new Rihanna is still what I would like to hear the most of. And now we have new Ed Sheeran, so I'm good with that
one.
I think that's it. And I'm over Bruno Mars. He's gone in the Ryan Reynolds pile. So.
Zach Jackson is about to blow your mind.
I give you three stories, and I remove a word from the headline and try to figure out what that word is.
Rip it out.
Woman leaves waitress a $5,000 tip.
Ooh, fancy.
Gets arrested afterward because she blanked. A. Stole a set of silverware. B. Took her shirt off. Or C. Used her boyfriend's credit card.
C.
I'm going C as well.
Correct. Yeah. Serena Wolf, Buffalo, New York. Her and her boyfriend were out to dinner in lovely Clearwater, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Monica, I think you've been to Clearwater. Is that where you went? Clearwater?
Sarasota. I don't know how close it is.
I have no idea. Point is, they got in a big argument while they were there. He left. So she said, fine, I'll get revenge on your stupid face. And she gave the waitress a $5,000 tip.
Woo!
On a $55 tab.
Uh-huh. Waitress like, yes!
9,000%.
Uh-huh.
And that was that. So he confronted her when he saw the charge later. She denied it, so he called the cops to report credit card fraud.
Yeah.
When the cops got involved, she had to confess what she did, and she got arrested for felony grand theft.
And the waitress doesn't have to, like, get back that tip money. Right?
Yeah.
$5,000.
I don't think you can keep that.
The waitress wasn't involved in their little.
So for the money, it's not clear who's going to cover it. The restaurant says they already gave the waitress $5,000 in cash. So.
Yeah. So that's her money now.
So the restaurant, somebody has to give that money back.
But if the charge is canceled, the restaurant is going to eat that $5,000.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah.
It's not their fault for.
But it's not the restaurant's fault either.
That's what I'm saying.
So why do they have to pay $5,000?
Right.
It's like if the bank accidentally gives you too much money, you have to give that money back. You legally have to give it back.
She used his card, so she has to pay.
So, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, somebody has to pay.
She has to do it. But the waitress is like, I just took the tip. I didn't know.
I have spent it all. You don't even come after me because I don't have it no more. Okay. Guy films his kids with his drone. Those drones fly around.
Yes.
What did he see?
Mm-hmm.
Blank. Did he see a bottomless dude? Did he see a shark coming after them in the water? Or did he see $10,000.
It's B.
I'm going with A.
It's B. I see.
Monica is correct.
I watched the footage. Yes.
Yeah. He was flying around the drone, and here
kids were playing in the beach, and I just decided, hey, now's a good time. I'll see if I can get a picture of them overhead. Literally, as soon as I got it into the air, I started seeing a shadow moving through the water right towards them.
I was at the edge of the water, and the kids were standing in the water, and I was like, get out, get out, get out. I didn't know why. And so he immediately brings the drone to me, and he shows me the frame in the drone, and you see that shark swimming right at our kids. It was terrifying.
I didn't like her because when she said, he was like, get out, get out, get out. I'm like, if someone says get out, I'm just running. You don't have to even tell me why. I'm just going to go. Because clearly there's danger somewhere. I don't need to say, well, let me look in the water and cut my toe off.
People always have questions when you do that. There's nothing worse than you're hanging out and your significant other and you say, shh, I'll tell you later. What do you mean be quiet? I'll tell you later.
Right? Yeah.
Tell me what? Shh.
It's like in the horror movies. It's like.
Don't ask questions.
Gary, where are you?
All right, last one. Yelling? You're not going to like this, Mom, either. Mom is angry because she spent $200 on her kid for blank. A, claw machine. B, two pairs of socks. Or C, hair styling products.
I'm going claw machine.
Claw machine sounds about right.
That sounds fun.
Yeah, claw machine.
Correct.
I want fun.
Claw machine it is. But she's mad. She's angry at the machine because she spent $200. Because she wanted to win two toys for her 1 5-month-old child.
So the two toys she probably could have purchased for under $200.
She could have bought the company.
Yeah. this is one of those ones. So she spent like $40.
Uh-huh.
So I want to get my 5-month-old, who, by the way, is 5 months old. You could, here, hang on. I crumple up this piece of paper. Here's your toy. He doesn't care if it's a stuffed animal or duty. And probably prefers his own doodoo at this point. Anyway, $50. So then she goes and complains to the manager and says, I put $50 in and I haven't won anything.
And they're like,
and they actually went in and made an adjustment because they can be adjusted.
Yeah.
And so the very next pull, she did win something. Okay. So it's sort of like, all right, good. We shut her up. Get her the heck out of here.
Happy.
Let's roll. And
sucks
she says,
suck.
Well, you know, I would really like to win my child a second stuffed animal. So over the course of the next few days, she put another $100 in. Like an idiot.
Wow.
But you can't just buy it?
And then she complained again.
Maybe she likes the game. Maybe that's always been, that's her game as a kid.
But fine, if that's your game, all right. But just understand, you're going to lose. I mean, I can't sit here and be like, I bought all these lottery tickets and I didn't win. It's not fair. Could you adjust the machine so I win?
Mm-mm.
It's not how it works.
No. You can try, though. You can give it a shot.
I don't want to end up in one of these stories like this dodo right here. But yeah, two stuffed animals. And again, the five-month-old was quoted as saying,
Goo
goo gaga.
Zach Jackson has just blown your mind.
Have you ever had a secret you couldn't tell anyone?
Bring them out, bring them out. Bring them out, bring them out.
Anonymous text to 52353, and then we have a woman on the phone. It's Brittany. And she is willing to share her unique side hustle.
Okay.
It's money-making opportunities.
A few extra dollars in her pocket.
Heck yeah. Text 52353. I watch videos of drunk girls falling down on YouTube. They're hilarious.
They are.
Zach.
They are hilarious. That could be sign Zach. I do that as well. Text 52353. I want my wife to cheat on me. Turns me on. Well. Sign not Zach.
Oh, well, wow. That's interesting.
Thing. That's okay.
That is a thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is.
That's some people's thing. Not my thing. It is a thing. Here's another. This woman's hilarious. My husband has a lot of extracurricular activities outside the house, and I do not. So I tell him I'm working out in the basement 3 nights a week, so he'll watch the kids for 45 minutes.
All right.
But in reality, I have already gone to the gym before I got home from work, so I'm just sitting in the basement playing Candy Crush and listening to the kids give him a hard time upstairs. Sorry, not sorry.
You need to go ahead.
He's listening now. He's like, I think that's my wife.
You need to go ahead and tell him you work out for 120 minutes.
Yeah, exactly.
Get you 2 hours out of it.
Like, no, this is my cool down period. Yes. That's what it is. Yoga. I love that one. It's fantastic. Let's say good morning now to Brittany and her unusual side hustle. Hello, Brittany.
Hi.
Hi. So, dirty little secrets. We spill the beans. We share our stories. We share our lives. What are you doing to make money?
Well, my family has no idea that I do nude modeling on the side.
Okay. On the side of
but
what?
Tasteful.
The road?
Well, you said on the side.
On the side, on the side of
like
what?
My side hustle.
Your side hustle.
You know?
What is your...
Like, it's tasteful nude modeling. Like, if somebody needs a model for an art class, you know, like, I go and sit and they draw me.
Okay.
You know? Okay. I gotcha. Yeah. I gotcha.
Yeah, and... it's not like... I'm just naked. No,
all right, so you're not like a cam girl on the internet, that sort of thing.
No. I'm classy. I'm classy.
No, I think they all say that, but I'm very classy.
I totally understand what you're saying, yes.
She is somebody's muse.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Yes, exactly. Always... No, it's great. I make quite a bit of money for it, actually, like $150 a session, you know? And
boom.
I mean, it's quite a bit of money, so I can't really say no to that. And
yeah.
I don't know. Sometimes
I've
always wanted to
do
North
it.
Carolina
not do that.
And... Yeah, you can't say no to that, you know. And
you can't.
My parents,
Monica?
They have no idea.
What's your day job?
My day job. I'm
the teacher.
Phone receptionist.
She's like, I work at your kid's school, Zach.
She's an art teacher.
Kids teacher.
I strictly just sit for the art.
Okay. What do you do? I missed it because Monica was being hilarious over the.
I'm just a phone receptionist.
Oh, okay,
nothing
that's
exciting.
All right.
Okay.
And your family doesn't know.
No, they have no idea. And I mean,
do your friends
know,
or is this sort of secret for everybody?
No, it's like a complete secret. Like, I don't think anybody would understand, or they'd probably just judge me or not get it.
I understand.
And it's not something that I'm like ashamed of at all. I love it. I'm really confident about it. And I don't know, maybe one day people will know, but for now it's just for me.
$150 to pose nude, Monica, 20 minutes. Yes, no, maybe.
You said how much?
Oh, $150.
150, 20 minutes?
20 minutes.
20 minutes.
$150.
Come on, Monica.
Oh, look, he's like, hey, yeah, come on. It's a great ass side hustle. Maybe.
Do you need an extra person? It's a stand-in.
See, I always wanted to attend one of the classes and draw someone. But
if the person drawing me does not know me, sign me up.
If they don't know
sign
you.
Sign me up.
If it's like your mom's friends, some church.
I think it would be good for Monica to go to one of these classes and draw these people because Antoine, she just draws us instead and we're just sitting with our clothes on and she undresses us and it just feels so wrong.
Yes,
it
is. You're going to be in an art class. And it's classy that
I
way.
Will it say is. That I know no one in the class, so it does. It makes it okay.
Okay. Yeah. Sign me up. I'll do it.
All right. Oh,
someone's going to text him like, okay, Antoine said sign him up.
Antoine's going to drive to North Carolina.
I know,
it's going to
be over the state line.
Make a little extra money. Some of those things that you can just, you can make a lot of money. I always wonder, you saw these women that sell underwear on the internet.
Mm-hmm. You're like,
how much does somebody have to offer you, Monica, for a pair of your underwear?
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, God.
For a pair of underwear.
Oh, God.
And you just, you know, yeah, here's my underwear.
Send, I mean,
$100.
Yeah. I was like, that's fine.
Just put it in the mail and send it to Japan.
Yeah,
you know, whatever.
Yeah.
I'd sell mine, but no one wants it. Antoine, I'm like, $2. Come on.
Like, is he hitchhiking? No, I'm trying to sell these things. It's on the end of the stick.
Always trying new side hustles. You know, if you have anything, 52353. Thank you, Brittany. We're not judging. We like it. That's
for
cool.
Her.
It's
good.
And it's classy because it's for a class. That's
right.
Exactly how it works.
Art.
The K92 Morning Thing. Hear more at K92Radio.com.